Hello.
Hi, is this Roberto?
Yes.
Hey, Roberto, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Yes, I just came back to my office. I saw your email.
No worries. Is now an okay time?
Yes, it's perfect.
Yeah. I don't know if you got my call earlier. Did you receive it?
No, the office told me that probably you called.
Yeah, I called you at 8:30. The voicemails
Yeah.
are going to voicemail. Your system just says the
Yeah.
copy room, so there's some voicemails sitting
Yeah.
in there for you.
Yeah, because I changed the phone and I didn't update my voicemail, so I need to do that.
No worries. So what I want to, can you grab a pen?
Yes.
Okay. So I've got the file approved. It would be under the business, of course. I want to go over what Bank of Cardiff could offer you. And I think you said you've got some other potential offers on the table, correct?
Yes. Yes, I've won.
Okay, and I'm not going to ask who you're working with, and I'm not going to ask, what they're doing for you. I think probably the way that I would say this is, it might make sense for you to have multiple relationships for financing because, a lot of customers they work with, they don't have, they don't have one source for financing.
Yeah.
So let's bring this up. Da-da-da-da. So, what I would do is we would offer you a finance agreement. We would finance the full amount of $51,589.33. That includes all the taxes and shipping, and so that's the whole amount. I think our program is really about kind of trying to match up how much you pay for the equipment versus its revenue, and also a payment that's comfortable for you. I don't think it makes sense to chase an interest rate and put a lot of money down. That's just really not how our programs work. It's about getting you the best payment with as minimal money down. So what I'm quoting you on is going to be what's called a first and last payment due at signing. That means you're not going to pay a bill for your first month, you're not going to pay a bill for your last month, and then you'll have 58 remaining payments, okay? So, and I also want to give you something competitive. So here's where I'll be at. If we do a 5-year term, we will be at, give me a second. Make sure this number is accurate. Oh, I was trying to figure out why this number was off. There we go. Give me one second here.
That's okay.
I can offer you a payment of all in $1,125 a month.
$11.25 a month.
Yep.
So times 58, you said?
You have 58 remaining payments, correct? I can do something short term as well. So, do you want me to give you how like the short term numbers would look? Do you want like a 3-year term as well?
Yes.
All right, on a 3-year term, you'd be looking at $1,775 a month.
1775.
Basically, the best deal here is a 5-year term because their cost of money, it's simple this. If you're going to borrow money over 2 years or 4 years, are you going to pay, if you're going to pay more than twice as much interest over 4 years, the 2 years is a better deal. The cost of money per year is cheaper on a 5-year deal. Plus, you don't, we're not going to attack this and say, hey, you're going to buy down your interest rate. We're just going to give you a fair competitive offer with only two payments and a small documentation fee. So you don't have to put 10% down. You only have to prepay your first and last month's payments.
Well, I don't have. That's true that you don't have the down payment, but you're not really far away from
Am I, I'm a, are
what
we
might
not,
happen.
are we not far away from your 60-month term, or are you comparing the 36-month term?
The 36-month term.
Okay. I think this is the way that I would kind of present it to you.
Yeah, because I'm open with you to discuss,
Yeah,
okay?
no, of course.
So right now, So right now, so the quote was 51,589, okay?
Correct.
So, okay. So the contract that...
hold on. I'm sorry. I just saw a note here. My apologies. I didn't even notice this. They max this at a 36-month term on this approval because it's corp only. Hold on 1 second. I didn't even see this. My apologies. Hold on. Dun, 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 dun. Hold on. Bear with me. Hold on. I'm going to play with this. Can you give me a second to think while we're on the phone?
Yes, okay.
It's because of the equipment. It's furniture and a corp only. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, well, let's just get your deal done, I think, is the whole thing. Let me see if I can play with this number. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. I can get your payment to $17.25 a month. I can override the system. $17.25 for 36 months.
$17.25. Okay, so let me compare 1 second with this. Wait a second.
And by the way, you might use your approval for something else, or you might use our approval for something else. It's completely fine.
Yeah,
and just to confer, I want to make sure I have the right address on file. So, and if I can always update it. The address that I have on file was 8502 Crippen. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the reason we usually do offer 5-year terms, it's because it's furniture and there's no personal guarantee. That's why it's at 36 months. If it was heavy equipment, it would be at like a 60-month term.
Okay, so okay, let's look. I have an advantage that I receive the money, so you're funding me, and then I use the money as I want. Okay.
No, so we don't give you the money. We get the invoice. You sign if you want to move forward. We pay the vendor, so we call
you. Pay the vendor.
Okay. Yes, yes. It's just not a lease. It's not any hoops to jump through. It's just a finance agreement. I can do a lease. There's just no there's no advantage on doing a lease for you.
Mm-hmm. So again, sorry. So it's 1725 times 36.
Correct. Well, you'd have 34 remaining payments. You're making 36 total, but you're putting 2 down, so you'd have 34 remaining payments. Let me walk you through it. Let's say we pay.
So I still have the deposit, which is the first and the last.
Correct. So let's say we paid the vendor today. Today is the 12th? Today is the 12th, right? So let's say we pay the vendor the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Your billing cycle would be either the 15th or the 20th. That's when the due date of the bills are. So let's just say it's the 20th of the month. That means that October 20th through November 20th would be prepaid. You'd have like 8 days of interim rent, which is just the prorated rent until the 20th. And then since October 20th to November 20th is prepaid, your second full payment would come out November 20th. But, you know, I think it might just be not a whole, shopping the deal. I'm sure whoever else you're working with has a good deal. It just might be good for you to have multiple relationships for financing.
Yeah, but also willing to have something better than the other one because, you know, for me it's a matter to have another door open. But if I know that I have open, I can use it in the future, not right now. I'm open with you, okay? So I don't know if it's a coincidence, but the money that I'm paying back to the other company is exactly the money that you are proposing to me.
Oh, you were offered 1725?
No, it's not 1725, but with the 10% down and the 36 monthly payment, I'm reaching 2,100. So it's exactly the same.
Well, it's not the same, so I can explain why. And I don't know who you're working with. Like I said, I don't want to know who you're working with. I don't play those games with customers. It's none of my business. And I'd also appreciate you not sharing our information with, you know, our name or my name with them.
Yes, of course.
So basically, it's about time value. So you're paying $17.25 a month, okay? $1,725 a month.
Yeah.
And you, well, if you gave me more money down, if you like, so you're saying you're, if you wanted to put, let's just say you wanted to give me more money down, which is you're doing 10% as a first payment. The amount you you'd pay me back would be less. So if you gave me more money down, so I can just like give you some numbers. Let me give you an idea. If you did, and there's no beating around the bush. So I think the number you want to say is, hey, if I write a check, instead of writing a check for $3,400, what would happen to my payment if I wrote $5,000 as a first payment? Well, the amount you would pay back would be less because you're putting more money down. I can draw
Let's do something comparable. So what I have with them, okay, I'm paying the 10% of $48,000, okay, and then a 36-month payment or at $1,590.
You're at 36 months at $1,590?
Yes.
Okay, so I can just do it. 36 left or 35 left?
No, I have 36 payment at $1,590, and then on top of that, I have 10% down payment.
So 51,500. Okay, so you're paying back like $62,400, right?
$62,071, because the 10% is based on the 48.
Okay, so our numbers are really similar. I can give you that offer, but the advantage that Bank of Cardiff will have you here, and it's just a math issue. If you're getting two offers for financing, like put it this way, if I'm going to the dealer, I'm getting a car, and let's say I'm leasing a Camry, and dealer A says, everything being equal, it's the same car, same MSRP, same sticker, and one dealer says, your payment is, you're going to pay me back $20,000 over 5 years with no money down, and one dealer says, you're going to pay me back $20,000 a year with two payments down, and one dealer says, you're going to pay me $20,000 back, and you're going to have to make a big payment down of $5,000, I'm going to take the zero down option, because that's my cheapest effective cost of money. I can give you numbers with 10% down, but respectfully, it doesn't do anything for you. If you have an apples to apples, and I don't know, just so you know, it could be coincidence. I don't know the numbers that you have. Like I said, I didn't ask for your numbers. But simply put, this is a comparison. You've got an option with writing a check. Your numbers are the same. I write a check for $5,000 and change plus a documentation fee. My numbers go to $62,000. I write a check for $3,400 plus a documentation fee. My numbers go to this. The better deal is the less money down because the math adds up. But in order to get the deal, you have to write less down. I can give it to you. I'm just saying it's counterproductive.
I know very well. So I'm working in finance. So
it's a time. It's a T value.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
So, but since I have one offer which is including the 10% down as a buyout, I would like to see one offer comparable to this one, and then the one that you just gave me.
Could I ask you a favor?
Yes.
I can give you the comparison. Ask the company you're working with to give you a first and last payment. Ask them to say, hey, do my deal with do finance agreement.
I already did that. And of course, as you are saying, their monthly payment is going up.
Okay. So let me, you're saying like, if I can do this with money down, let's figure out what our offer would be, correct? So yeah. Let's do this. So give me a second. I got to get it okayed by my manager, but usually it's not an issue, but I can check. So let's check.
So if you're going back to check with your manager, I want to check two options. So you're saying we cannot go above 36 monthlies or financing?
On this approval, it's 36 months capped, and it would be a finance agreement. There is no inherent advantage of giving you a lease.
Okay. So finance agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And then check with your manager what you can do on the 1725 in case we move forward with the 10% down payment.
But you want me to get you an offer of, what you want me to do is you want me to get you an offer of what would the payments look like if you put $5,100 are you putting that $5,100 to the finance company or are you putting that to the vendor? You're putting that to the finance company, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I know what the numbers would look like before I need to get it okayed, so let me just calculate it for you on the fly. Can you stay with me for
a minute? I just need the two options because I'm not the decision maker. Those numbers are going to my headquarters, which is my CFO in Italy, and he is going to approve it. So I need the both options and your best offer.
Yeah, so you...
figure out, and I would like, I agree with you, I would like to have on board another partner, which is Bank of Cardiff, but let's make, you know, the picture nice, okay?
But you want, just to confirm, you want me to give you an offer with, you want me
two
to give
offer.
You...
I want two offers. One, the best one that you can do with the one that you just told me, 1725 times 36 months, okay, with the 2 months down, okay? I want you to think about the 1725, if you can do better than that. And the second one, after you do that, is the one increasing the down payment to
10% as your first payment, correct?
Yes.
So you want 10% as your first payment plus 36 payments, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So 37 total, correct?
Yes.
When do you need to know this by?
Oh, I need to know by this afternoon.
Can you give me about an hour and a half to get this sorted out?
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I'll get right on it, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you.
Bye.